GNN. Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Saturday, May 9, 2026. Compiled Saturday, May 9, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Martial law alert to change over to a new republic. New gold-slash-asset-backed economy. New legal system under common law. New Heath system under Medbeds. New political system. New education system. Let us pray. Judy Note, the big question about the national debt was not that we were in debt $38 trillion, an unsustainable amount, but the more serious question was just who did we owe $38 trillion to? Since at least 1913, the deep state cabal has been confiscating our U.S. taxpayer dollars, sending them over to the U.K. Crown of England, then on to the Vatican, then out to their central banks, and then back to a New York bank, where they charged us interest to use our own monies, thus running up the $38 trillion national debt. Back in the Nixon era, we went off the gold standard and continued printing money, meaning there was nothing to back the U.S. federal dollar up. By the 2008 so-called mortgage crisis, which was really a bankruptcy finalization for the deep state cabal, the cabal couldn't even pay interest on their loan of gold, which no longer existed anyway. So now they say the cabal's private corporation of U.S. Incorporated owes $38 trillion? Who owes the $38 trillion? The cabal? And who does the cabal owe the $38 trillion to? Themselves? Friday, May 8, 2026, U.S. debt clock sounds the alarm. U.S. debt clock calls for gold-backed currency as $38 trillion bond nears debt nation, real money reset, American Media Group, amgnews.com. With no one taking responsibility for anything, it's going to take a martial law takeover and global currency reset to figure this all out. But then, the U.S. has been operating under emergency military governance since 2021. Trump never left. He entered a higher command. Now with the final keys turned, the real republic is returning, and so is a gold-backed U.S. dollar. The global military alliance under direction of President Trump has spent years preparing for this announcement, quietly building a network of satellites and secure communication. Over it, President Trump will give 7 messages to the world about a new era of freedom about to begin. People are urged to stock up on food, cash and essentials for themselves and to help others during a worldwide lockdown that could last 10 to 12 days. The military will have food and essentials on hand for those who need it. On Sunday 10th of May through Monday 11th of May, the Earth Alliance, in conjunction with Starlink and military satellites, will unleash the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, worldwide. Every cell phone on the planet will be hit with a loud, ear-piercing, unmistakable alert signal of 7 trumpets transmitting directly from Starlink satellites that will bypass traditional media channels controlled by the elite. We will be alerted to tune into our TVs or radios. Then for 10 days there will be a complete information shutdown across the globe of mainstream media programming. The EBS will take over and air around the globe in 22 different languages, 8-hour videos, replaying 3 times a day for 10 days, on the truth about thousands of global elites around the world, their crimes, arrests, trials and sentences. The age of deception has collapsed. The age of sovereignty has risen. Welcome to the other side of the storm. A new republic will host a better economy, plus improve legal, health, political, and education systems. Friday, May 8, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, Trump heads worldwide sting operation against 3,500 S, and worshipping bankers, royalty, politicians, Hollywood, high society elites, before it's news, before it's news.com. On Friday 8th of May at 5:05 EST, the White House triggered the final phase. As of 1 p.m. EST, the EBS was overriding all mainstream narratives and the quantum financial system was fully synchronized with NYSERDGE's ARA protocols. Final confirmation codes were transmitted through the QFS lattice. BRICS fully activated gold-backed QFS in 209 nations. Trump controls sovereign treasury. Fiat collapses. On Saturday 9th of May, 48-hour prep for Jazeera wealth drop. Stock up as banks transition. On Monday 11th of May, Starlink EBS starts 10 days darkness exposing cabal crimes and medbed suppression.
Martial law and PERS worldwide.
On Wednesday 13th of May, Zim Redemptions fund medbed centers. Initial hubs online for humanitarian cases. On Friday 15th of May, the new gold-backed quantum financial ledger goes live. Widespread medbeds access begins in Republic hubs, free for citizens. On Tuesday 19th of May, global expansion of medbeds ends Big Pharma era. On Saturday 23rd of May, Trump unveils full QFS rebirth as healed population thrives. On Tuesday 12th of May, worldwide expansion accelerates with Jazeera funds. Debt forgiveness frees millions. No more medical bankruptcies. White hats arrest final cabal holdouts as families heal in abundance. On Wednesday 13th of May, 10 days darkness begins with EBS Truth broadcasts.
Medbeds treat mass VX injuries and TG survivors.
DNA resets launch the golden age promised by Q and the Alliance. On Thursday, May 14, 2026, live global streams show real-time medbed miracles. Old systems collapse as QFS surges. Free access expands rapidly.
Patriots S bear fruit in a healed world.
On Friday, May 15, 2026, planetary medbed coverage complete. Trump declares the death of Big Pharma and birth of quantum freedom. Rescued children and seniors regenerate. WWG1WGA, the best is yet to come. People are urged to stock up on food, cash and essentials for themselves and to help others during a worldwide lockdown that could last 10 to 12 days. The military will have food and essentials on hand for those who need it. On Sunday 10th of May through Monday 11th of May, the Earth Alliance, in conjunction with Starlink and military satellites, will unleash the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, worldwide. Every cell phone on the planet will be hit with a loud, ear-piercing, unmistakable alert signal of seven trumpets transmitting directly from Starlink satellites, bypassing traditional media channels that are controlled by the elite. We will be alerted to tune into our TVs or radios. For 10 days, there will be a complete information shutdown across the globe of mainstream media programming. The EBS will take over and air around the globe in 22 different languages, 8-hour videos, replaying 3 times a day for 10 days, about the truth about thousands of global elites around the world, their crimes, arrests, trials and carry out of sentences. During this time, banks will be closed and ATMs will not work, so they will be changed over to a new gold-backed financial system at the end of the 10 days. Our phones will only work for 911, though we can obtain an encrypted signal app from the military to allow phones to work over the new Starlink system. Our internet will not work during those 10 days, after which we will be connected to a new, faster and more efficient quantum internet by the end of the month. After the 10 days, everything will change. The old systems of government, education, finance, health, trade and commerce will all be dismantled and replaced for the better. It's the end of wars and financial and human enslavement and beginnings of peace, prosperity and freedom for all worldwide. Friday, May 8, 2026, the Dallas-Fort Worth Redemption Center is now actively processing verified appointments and secure payouts throughout the day. A valid redemption access pass and confirmed appointment are required for entry. Walk-ins and unauthorized access will not be accepted. EBS Donald J. Trump on Telegram. On Sunday 10th of May, Starlink will power the emergency broadcast system exposing cabal crimes, vaccine agendas, and medbed suppression. Martial law enables worldwide arrests of the guilty. On Monday 11th of May, Tier 4B notifications arrive with new rates. On Friday 15th of May, the new gold-backed quantum financial ledger goes live. Present bank account balances have already been mirrored onto the new wallet accounts. If the person had foreign currency to exchange, or bonds to redeem, they could do it at the time of appointment. Wallets will already contain tariff dividends, monies reimbursed for improper loans and interest paid on mortgages, credit cards, etc., plus monies earned from use of birth certificates on the stock market. The general public was expected to begin their wallet setups after Thursday, July 4, 2026. Those holding foreign currencies and bonds to redeem and exchange were expected to begin those redemption center appointments the early part of next week. Those holding Trump gold products were believed to be doing their redemption center appointments right now. Friday, May 8, 2026, major developments are unfolding right now. Far from the spotlight, but with an impact that will soon be impossible to ignore, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Friday, May 8, 2026, the vault is emptying. They're not telling you this on the news, Mr. Poole final chapter. See Daily Reports. Friday, May 8, 2026, Venezuela list explodes, Maduro links 60 U.S. senators to multimillion bribe allegations, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, May 8, 2026, new claims from Malik Obama reignite birth certificate scandal, Kenyan origins document surfaces, globalist cover-up back in the spotlight, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Out.